Disclaimer: this podcast is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as facts. Nothing that is said about any person, organization, gaming company, or sport topic in general should be taken as facts, as well as any talk about any political, religious, or medical topics. As for medical topics, at all times you should speak to a licensed medical professional before any opinion is considered. Everything that is said on this podcast is opinion-based only. Viewers and listeners' discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Dr. VTech Show. This podcast is a long-form conversation hosted by Dr. VTech with the top guests in the world of esports. All from owners, pros, semi-pros, former pros, and content creators of many games. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dr. VTech Show. Well, today we got a special guest, and oh boy, this guy is special, and he is tough, and he is really good. Well, he's so tough that Macy J puts him to play with him. Let me tell you, that's how good this guy is. Oh, man, this guy's a phenomenal person. He's been a really good friend, a long-time friend, actually, quite some time. We've known each other for quite a bit. And very humble guy, nothing cocky or none of this stuff. But let me tell you, he is one of the far best content creators I've seen so far. He puts out some really good content. So, guys, I'm going to introduce you a good friend of mine, No Limit. What's up, Limit?
What's up, fam? How's everything going? Everything good?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Yes, sir.
Bro, man, you've been putting a lot of stuff on Twitter, man. Or X, we call it now.
X. Yeah. Everybody else can call it X. I'm sticking with Twitter.
I say Twitter X or something, because you say X and people are like, okay, is that a porn site or something?
You know, something. It don't sound like what it's supposed to be. That's
I know, right? So, man, Elon should just change it up a little bit, put something different. So how you been doing, man? So how's life?
Life's good. Just working and with content, my 9-to-5 and all that. So just, I feel like life right now is pretty good right now. Can't complain.
No. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good deal. So what, I know that you mod for Macy J. So how did all that begin? How that started?
So I've been watching Macy J since I've started playing Siege, from YouTube-wise. Because I was never really a Twitch person, so I always watched him from YouTube content. And then when I transferred to PC, we started playing, like getting in each other's matches. And then we kind of like bonded since then, and we just added each other and just started playing with each other since then. And just that bond just, you know, grew from there pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, because I noticed with him, it takes a long time to build trust.
Yeah. Players these days are kind of sketch, so you don't really know who's who and who's like authentic and who's an actual like good person and chill to hang around. I think that's one thing he likes about me, though, is that I can be a chill person, but then there's other content creators that'll hang around. I'll be kind of chaotic and like energy. I know who to like switch my flow with, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You know who.
I know how to act around certain people. That's what I'm saying.
Certain people, yeah. Because some of them, they don't care if you're wild. Some of them, they just want to keep it professional.
Yep.
Macy, I know if you're going to be playing with him and he's streaming, you got to make sure that you're safe.
Stream friendly. For sure.
You won't say anything out of the ordinary, something that may jeopardize him and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I play with you before, man, and you're honestly, you're very good.
I would say I'm okay. Like I don't want to say I'm too good, but I think what makes people think I'm good is because I think so differently and outside the box that it catches people so off guard. So they're like, either he's really good or this is just the dumbest player I've ever played against and I just can't read him at all.
Well, you do play with a really good player. I mean, play with Macy, you got to play good.
Yeah, sure.
If not, he won't be inviting you anymore.
Yeah, probably.
He'll be like, oh, you just stick to the mod role on my on my channel. Just stick to that.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah. So how did it all begin? How did gaming start for you? Do you just... I mean, you started with Xbox or console?
So Siege-wise or gaming in general?
Gaming in general.
Then we'll go gaming in general, like, yeah. I've been playing since, like, literally 3 years old, like, since, like, Nintendo 64. Like,
okay.
And I've played, like, literally Rainbow Six Siege. Not Siege, but Rainbow Six since then. So I played that, like, from 64, and I've just went on from there. And Siege-wise, I started on Xbox since Dustline. But with Siege, I wasn't really fond of the game when I first started playing because it was tactical. It was like you had to kind of use your brain a little bit. And at the time, I was more of like a run-and-gun kind of person. So I liked COD and I liked Gears of War. So I would go here and there into Siege, and then my love grew for it the more I played it, pretty much.
Yeah, likewise. I was a COD player. From COD, I went to Battlefield 4, mm-hmm. Battlefield, and then to Siege, yep. And back to Battlefield, and then permanently back into Siege.
Yep.
Because I couldn't, I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah,
this
I couldn't keep up with it. I will never forget, like, the first time I played it, my cousin introduced me to it. And then, I think it was on OG House, and I was playing Recruit, and I killed somebody, and I was like, let's go. I go up to them, and I'm in the COD mindset, and I'm like, I can't pick his gun up. How do I do that? I'm trying to pick his gun up the whole time.
Here.
And my friends are like, you can't do that. Your set is your set. And I'm like, what does that mean, bro? You mean like if I run out of bullets, I run out of bullets? And they're like, yes. And that part, I was just like, oh, I don't know about this game.
Same here. I had trouble jumping. I said, how come I can't jump? What's wrong with this freaking game? I can't jump.
I went into Siege thinking like it's going to be just like Call of Duty. I don't know why. That was
just
my
mindset.
Too. Yeah. But no,
I was complaining. I said, bunch of freaking campers. I'm leaving.
Yep, that was my mindset. And then that's what I meant before. I was like, Siege is and I kind of, the running gun kind of died out of me when it came to like Gears of War and Call of Duty. So then I started like going back into Siege. I'd say like Red Crow's when I really started loving the game. And just from there, I just stuck with Siege. I literally don't play anything else.
I know. I'm in the same boat. I mean, I do Siege and I do Flight Simulator.
Nice.
When I want to get a break, I want to just like, let me just freaking fly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some time. Fly to New York to Puerto Rico, where I'm from.
Yeah, nice.
3.5-hour flight.
Yeah.
Let's fly in there. If I go in a group of people, it's fun.
Yeah.
You go solo, it's boring.
I imagine. Yeah.
The best thing is to go with a group and just talk and have a good time.
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Siege has come a long way. So when I first started, I started with beta.
Sheesh. Damn.
And I tried it, and I just couldn't get into it. What actually got me into it, and a lot of people know, is because of Kickstar.
Yeah.
I saw Kickstar when he put them in the role of casting. They gave all this little tiny biography of his, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, Kickstar, man.
This guy is freaking insane. Let me check him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started seeing him play and saw his YouTube videos, I was like, oh, my God.
I don't know if this was, like, early days, but I remember just seeing that one Cav clip of him. That this is what introduced me to Kickstar and always watching his content or just listening to him cast and all that. But there was one moment he had when he was playing Cav on Border and he got an ace and the guy was outside the whole time and I was like, yo, this dude is cracked, bro. Kickstar is him, bro. And I love Kickstar ever since then. So
yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I saw it because of that 7-second ace on a plane.
Damn.
And I was like, how the heck can you
classic
do
Ash.
That? I was like,
he was like the first cracked player in Siege. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the GOAT, the legend. He's the Royce Gracie of UFC.
Yeah.
Royce had to fight 3 men in one night. No gloves, no weight limit.
Just him.
3 men.
Yeah.
You know how your body... So he's the founder of UFC, is what it is now.
Yeah.
So Kickstar is the same thing. You know, he's the founder of, like, basically what built competition.
Siege, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Everybody wanted to play like him, be like him, and they just like study off of him.
Yep,
that's crazy, man.
I kind of learned a lot of Siege from him too. It's just like hearing him cast, and it's like you learn certain calls from casters themselves, and it's just like, oh, that's what that's called then. And then that's kind of where I got a little bit of my game from too.
So, yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah,
awesome. I always see that you always have that forever Kickstar banner on your videos.
Yeah. So like. It hangs on my wall pretty much or above my window, and I always keep it there. And then like whenever I go to events, I'll take it down and bring it with me, just to always have as a remembrance at LANs. So
that's phenomenal.
Yeah, forever Kickstar.
You know what? I truly don't understand why Ubisoft does not have his charm out for sale. To have Icy Cat, and we all know who Icy Cat is.
Yeah,
or was, you know, but Kickstarter being so rooted into our sex.
Yeah.
I totally see back then when I got into Twitch.
Yeah.
I did not know a lot of things that you have to subscribe to a person, then you link that, you know, your account to your gaming account. So I thought that was only for PC only.
Yeah.
And I was on Xbox. So I couldn't, I wish I would have subscribed. I would have had it. I would have had his charm. And trust me, I regret it to this day. And I even went so far and DM'd UB.
Yeah.
Even support, say, hey, listen, is there a way I could get his charm? To be honest, I have tons of charms, and none of those charms I care about more than I would care to have
the
his.
The Kickstarter one, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's they probably had a discussion with the family and all that or something. Maybe they just came to an agreement, but maybe some. I mean, at least they put something in the plane for him, at least.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
They put that for him. I just really wish that I could get his charm. I mean, honestly, yeah. I know some people would want to sell the an account that they may have it, but they ask for so much money.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah. You really want it, right? I'm like, yeah, but that's what you're going way off.
You're not meeting me where I'm trying to be at. If that makes sense. Yeah,
and I love the charm, you know, and everything. I would wish I have it, but but of course I want it on my main account.
Yeah, of course.
That's the one I wanted on my main account.
Yeah, like I'm kind of on the same boat as you. Like I remember when I first started getting into Twitch, and I didn't know, like, you had to subscribe to people to get their charms. I didn't even know, like, the streamer charms were a thing at one point. Like, it wasn't until I transferred to PC that I understood what, like, streamer charms
were.
Same
here.
Yeah. But luckily, I transferred to PC year 5 when, like, Void Edge came out. So that's when I transferred over, and I was just like, oh, you know, I'm starting to do all the content creation and stuff, so might as well start getting everybody's charm real quick. And, yeah.
Now, when Xbox and Siege, remember that, I think this happened like a year or two ago, you were able to transfer all your stuff that was on Xbox onto Siege? Oh, I was tickled happy.
Yeah.
I got all my stuff now.
I was happy too, but there's two things with that though. I was upset that you couldn't transfer your clearance level. Like you can add it on to what you had with PC. Because like PC, like when they finally introduced that, I was already deep into PC. So I think at the time I was like a level 300 or something on PC, but I was 2 something on Xbox. But they took whatever the bigger account was and cleared the lower one. And then the second thing is they also like didn't transfer some stuff over, so it's just not in my account anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah, because I'm looking for my peacock skin.
Yeah.
And I can't find it.
Yep.
And that skin is, I know, is worth a lot because it's one of those skins that only came out in beta.
Mm-hmm.
And they say there's one of the, it's the top 3 rarest.
Yeah.
So whoever has it, you're in luck.
Like, I can't pinpoint every single thing that's missing on my thing because I know there's plenty, but like I think one of the ones that I liked and I always liked because I got it was that lava skin that came with the year 4 pass.
Yeah,
the lava one. Yeah, and it just disappeared from my account. And then there's a couple like Outbreak skins that I got as well that are no longer on my account anymore, so oh well.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's like literally nothing I can do, so just oh well. Shrug
but at
shoulder.
Least you got the Kickstarter charm.
Yeah, yeah. True. true that.
And a Macy J.
Yeah.
I'm sure Macy's gonna be listening to this podcast.
Maybe.
Maybe, okay, yeah. Maybe.
Hopefully.
I got it. I know he's into skateboarding and I got a professional skateboarder.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really nice guy. This guy is like he's sponsored by these shoe companies.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all
that's
right.
You
stuff.
Told me about him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I'm trying to get him to play with Macy because he's actually really, really good in Rainbow.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
I'm
playing
like,
with him that one time. Yeah,
a freaking diamond player, and he plays phenomenal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always on like on tour, or he's like, oh, I got an event to go, I got to fly out, I got this and do all this stuff. So I'm like, man. So he knows all these skaters, all these professionals, and And his content is in Instagram. They don't use Twitter.
Oh, really?
They don't use Twitter. None of the skating companies and the all the sponsors and all these big names and clothing wares and the shoes, they don't use Twitter at all.
Yeah, it's usually like Instagram.
It's just Instagram they use. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, interesting.
So, you know, so he knows all these techniques and stuff like that. Okay. And we were talking about like Lil Wayne likes to skateboard.
Yep.
And the freestyle that he does and all this stuff. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's crazy. So I'm trying to hook you guys up.
Yeah, for sure.
Even 100%. With you, you know, because you're really cool.
Thanks, man.
He played with Packer. He played with Packer from when Packer star was with Wild Card.
Okay, yeah.
So now Packer's a free agent now.
Nice.
I don't think he's
doing Challenger League, I guess, right now.
Yeah, with a team called Mercers or something like that.
Makers.
He's with them now until he gets picked up again.
Okay.
By another team. But yeah, he played a lot with Packer. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's dope.
So I see you got some chills behind you, man. That's
some chills. Yeah. So these are like the got the Montang one. That's where all the signature is when I went to SI 2023. A couple missing, but I'm gonna wait for maybe Montreal Major to bring that because it's like this one's an actual like a ballistic shield. Like it's actually it's an actual ballistic shield. So I got that. Like, all the signatures there. Here, I can flip it around if you want to see it. So, yeah, this is the Montang shield right here. Flip it around. Boom.
Oh, like wow.
That. And then this one over here is the Blitz shield, obviously, to my left. And those are the ones that I used to do all the skits and stuff with. So, yeah.
Insane.
Yeah, man.
That's insane, man.
Heck yeah, man.
Sucker
cost
heavy?
Cost a lot. Yeah, I will say... It's actually not that heavy when you're, like, just lifting it up and putting it back down. But when you hold it for a while, like, when I was at SI 2023 cosplaying Montang, my arm was so sore the next day because it weighs, like, I think, like, 15 pounds. But when you're when you're holding it for 8 hours straight,
yeah,
dude, my arm was donezo. I could not do anything anymore, bro.
Is it fiberglass or something?
So the side panels are plexiglass. And the center shield, like the actual visor, is actual bulletproof material.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like an actual shield. So like,
yeah,
let's say I got robbed. Like somebody's trying to rob the house.
Yeah.
I got it right. I got something right here.
Yeah. So are you sure you want to try me? This is what the FBI uses.
pretty much. Yeah. Literally. Yeah.
This is military grade. Yep. Wow. That's insane.
Like, and I'm working for a mechanic for it to actually work. Well. It technically does work. It's just the base of it. Again, it's the weight more than it is I can't do it. So traveling with it would be hard. And if I made it fully functional, I'd probably literally just I'd be dead that whole day. Like
because
it'd be a whole 30-pound shield at that point.
So, yeah, it'd be super super heavy. Yeah,
too heavy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what got you into doing this, man? I mean, because I see you do a lot of videos. What kind of got you into doing that? Like, not everybody does that.
Yeah, I don't know, honestly. Like, a lot of people ask me that. They're like, what got you into cosplay? I'm like, I really don't know. Like, I just love Siege that much, but, like, it's just one day, I my first event was Raleigh, and I was just like, and at the time, Thatcher was my favorite operator, and I was just like, what if I just cosplayed him? Like, that, literally just that. It was just like, what about cosplaying? And then just did it, and just from there, just flourished. I met the R6 round table, which is like a huge group of cosplayers, and they introduced me to their group, and just from there, I just continued from there. And just, yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, there's no real crazy thought to how I got into it. I was just like, all right, I'll do that, and then that's it. That's how my mind usually is, right? Like, with anything, whether it's content creation, doing cosplay, playing Siege, I'm just like, yeah, I'll do it. Fuck it. Like, yeah.
There's one that you just did not too long ago. It was kind of sentimental.
Yeah.
I forget. Oh, man. I'm trying to see. Let me see if I can find it. And it was one of those videos you did. And it was like, it was in a way, it was like sad. I think it was about the drone or something.
Yeah, the drone. Yeah, I did that one like a couple days ago. Yeah. So it was like, Mozzie captured the drone, and it was like that moment where you find the drone that got captured, you have to put it out, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think it was that one, man. It was kind of like sad or something that they no longer yeah. have it. Mm-hmm. It was kind of crazy. I was like, man, this guy put some good stuff out.
Yeah, I try to put some good effort into the things I do.
You do, man. How long does it usually take you to make a video like that?
So, like, depending on how many operators I'll cosplay in a video, like, there was one that I did where, like, Mute did, like, a 1v2 clutch or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I had to kind of put a bunch of different uniforms on. So, like, three people that could, like, recording it could take, like, up to, like, 3 hours, maybe more. And then editing will take, like, an hour or two. It all depends how many cosplays I'm putting on, really. Because I like to get a good break between the cosplays, because you'll be sweating your ass off and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
It was one that I forgot that you guys faced each other and he like, disappeared. I was trying to remember.
There's a couple of them, because I had one where I did, like, the, when they used to have Vote to Kick. And it was, like, all the recruits were just standing there, and then they voted yes, and he disappeared.
Oh, no. Now you remember. Now, it's all about the... No, I think it was about the recruit okay. operator.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Yeah, there was one. And,
mm-hmm. and it was... Now okay. I got it. You did a content about... playing... oh, God. Oh, my brain.
Now nah, you're good. You know what...
No, when you play solo queue on, you know when people used to practice before they play
the T-Hunt.
The T-Hunt video.
Okay, that one, yeah.
That one.
Yeah, that one was fun to make, actually.
Oh, yeah, man, that hit me, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't say my eyes started to water down, but
I had to say, it hit I had to say me. Goodbye
I
to
like,
the T-Hunt.
I felt it in my throat.
Yeah.
I was like, damn it, Limit. You freaking did a good job. Yeah. You know when you do a good job when you start touching people's heart.
Yeah, for sure. Like, that's what I like to do with, like, the cosplay content that I do. It's like, mm-hmm. I like to try to make it count towards, like, the community. Like, I want the community to feel like, oh, I've been through that before. Like, I've done that. That's happened
Correct.
To me. Yeah. Like, I don't just make random things that maybe I've only done, and then people are like, what is that reference to? No, I like to, like, reference things that the community understands and they've also done. So, yeah, that's what I go for.
When I saw that video, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, God, that hit, that hit hard. That hit heavy. Yeah. Because so many people are upset and disappointed of the fact that you be removed T-Hunt.
Yeah.
You know, if the pro players were using it, I mean, they loved it. They used it more than they used Aimbot.
Yeah.
And, you know, Aim Labs and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. it was like, why remove it?
Yeah, it was an interesting choice. But honestly, with the training grounds or the shooting range. Honestly, mm-hmm. I kind of like the shooting range. I won't lie. I like it. Like, don't get me wrong.
I like the shooting range, too.
I think it's a classic. It's a nostalgia feeling, like, where, like, man, like, this was such a good mode. Was there really a reason to remove it? And then I spoke to a dev, and he said there actually is, because every time they add an operator and they also add a map, it makes having to put T-Hunt in there so much more difficult for the devs. So when you put the shooting range in there, you don't have to add all that. So I totally understand it. But at the same time, it's like a shed a tear moment where T-Hunt's no longer with us. But
well, if you know a dev, mm-hmm. tell them to please bring back unranked.
Unranked? Yeah, yes. I missed that too.
I mean, standard is just like...
It feels like quick match, to be honest, in my opinion.
It feels, yeah, it's casual. I mean, everybody on... When I go ahead and I type down, mm-hmm. oh, man, I wish we had
unranked,
unranked again. You know, what the heck? And everybody, me too, this sucks.
Yeah.
And, you know... The reason why I like it so much, because going to rank, I don't recommend playing rank solo.
At all.
Unless you're freaking...
Macy.
A beast at the case. Yeah, you're Shaiko. You know, you're freaking really good.
Yeah.
And still, those people don't usually do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're facing cheaters. You're facing people that you don't know how to play. They, you know, you don't play with. You don't know their strats. They don't know your strat. It just unranked just takes that all away. You go to unranked, you can solo queue, have fun. Mm-hmm. You play the experience like if it was ranked match, having a good time, and that is it.
Mm-hmm.
But they removed it and they put standard, which is for me just horrendous. It's just casual. Put it casual and that's it.
Yeah, standard actually does, standard feels like OG quick match, like quick match 1.0. That's literally
a casual match.
Yeah,
I can't pick and ban maps. I can't pick and ban operators.
Yeah.
And then, what I'm going to do, if I want to pick and ban, I'm going to have to go to rank. And then I'm going to get disappointed because there's so many people, cheating.
Yeah.
And, yes, Ubisoft is trying their best to tackle on cheating. But you got to remember something,
Yeah.
These programs and these hackers that do this, they're updating their stuff too.
Yeah,
go ahead, update your stuff. We're going to update ours as well.
Mm-hmm.
And cheating will never end.
I think that's just a general
unfortunately
thing. Yeah, I think like that's just generally FPS right now, unfortunately. Just cheating and just people who create the cheats are always on top of their game, sadly, and they're just always looking for ways to go around the system and all that, which is unfortunate. I think the best way to tackle it, which I don't know if Ubisoft ever will, because I think they have a contract with BattleEye. I don't know how the whole thing goes, but just make a kernel anti-cheat system, just something that literally is inside of your PC running to see if you have cheats or not. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only way.
You got to download this unless you want to play.
Yeah.
And this will verify everything, make sure.
And they need to start banning mouse and keyboarders, too. On Xbox.
On console.
On console, yeah.
Yeah, on console.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could play controller on PC, and you could play... Yeah. It that's really unfortunate because when I was on console...
Mm-hmm.
When I had a face and mouse and keyboard player, it was horrendous. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And their reaction time was a lot faster, and it was just crazy.
Yeah.
Now, what's really strange, and I even talked to Royal Penguin about this, I play controller on my PC, and I'm able...
To keep up?
To keep up and fight against MNK players.
Yeah.
And I love to, when I'm pulling like 8-2 and I become MVP, I love to freaking
brag. It's a feels good moment.
Yeah. People are like, dude, are you playing on controller? I go, yep. Why not MNK? Why not MNK, man? You're so trash. I'm like, well, dude, if I was MNK, I'll be just like you, 2-6. But since I'm 8-2, I'll stick to controller.
Yeah. When I first started transferring over.
You, man.
When I first started transferring over to PC, I didn't start with mouse and keyboard. I started with the controller. Because I was pretty freaking good with the controller. I'm not gonna lie. I remember my first couple of games. I was hitting 10-2, 14-3s, and I was like,
that's good.
Yeah, but then it was like, I was convinced to just go to mouse and keyboard might as well. And I was like, all right, let's try it out. It took me like a couple of weeks to get used to the keybinds and all that. And I was like, yeah, it is a lot easier.
The muscle memory.
Yeah.
My problem is not the mouse, it's the keys.
Yeah, for sure.
The W, the pressing the A, the D to go back and forth, and then to, oh God.
I remember half the time me having to look down at my keyboard each time to see where my hand was and what keybinds I was hitting. But I got used to it at one point, and it's just, now I'm sticking with PC. I don't really do too much console anymore. Like, if I have friends that will hit me up, I'll play with them then. But I'll never go out, I really won't go out my way to play console. Just because it's literally because of the zimming and the mouse and keyboarders. It's not that I can't keep up with it because I know I can. It's demotivating almost. It's just like, do I really want to put up with this? Why do I have to play a controller to go against a mouse and keyboard where I can just play PC and use a mouse and keyboard and go against others when I know that's what I'm expecting? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think now UB's making it that if they catch you, it'll automatically put you on the servers with PC.
Yeah. So if it catches you before the match happens, or while you're queuing, it'll throw you in a PC lobby. That's what it's been told. Or if it catches you in the middle of a console game, I think that person will get kicked, and then the match will get canceled. I think, unless that's only for the cheating for PC. But I think they said they might do the same thing for a console, maybe.
Okay, yeah. So that's what they should do. They should just say, hey, you want to play mouse and keyboard? Fine by me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be in a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah.
Once they start playing against people these guys are good.
Yep.
Is it because you're in a PC lobby?
And what makes it good too is though, is because like they'll usually Zimmers, I think most, I don't know, are usually champs, right? So therefore they'll be going against.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be going against the top chance other on PC. People. So therefore they'll really get the feel.
They're no longer gonna be champs. That's one thing for sure. They're gonna start dropping like flies.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're gonna say, wait 1 second, this is totally different. This is harder.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're going against people that are probably just new at the game and they're on controller. They don't even know.
Yeah.
People that are real legit, you know, copper, bronze, silver, mm-hmm. and nothing against them, but that's a growing phase. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's not fair. Using mouse and keyboard against a silver player, he doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know how to properly take angles and take you out, you know, and stuff like that. So you're just taking advantage of the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty happy that UB is putting their foot down on that.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing that too.
But I really, really wish they bring back unranked. I mean, that's my thing.
Yeah,
they have that. I'll be so happy.
I like that.
Because I'm like, okay, there's cheaters here. Okay, well, I'm going to go to unranked.
Yep.
Just have some fun.
Yeah.
Pick and ban maps, have this. And
yep, exactly. Treat it like a ranked match, pretty much. Just,
yeah, treat it like a ranked match, which it won't affect it. And cheaters don't like going there.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah.
They don't like it. They hate it.
Yep.
They're like, oh, that sucks. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, what are they wasting their time here for?
Yeah. What is your thrive? Your thrive is not to have fun in a game. Your thrive is to cheat.
Yeah.
So cheating in unranked for you means it's pointless.
Yeah.
So you got to cheat it in rank match. So your KD and your ranking and all this stuff, because that matters to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they don't like.
Yeah.
And now, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I have faced some cheaters in standard.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I was like, wait 1 second.
I feel like I face cheaters nonstop. So.
Yeah, this is kind of weird. I said, wait 1 second. He's... You know, seeing me going mm-hmm. down a brick wall, yeah. and he's tracing me.
Yeah.
I crouch down to the ground, and you can see his gun going.
Yeah.
Ooh,
following
you. Down.
Yep. Following your
I'm
position.
Like, this son of a gun.
Yeah, man.
Freaking knew I was even crouching before I came in, you know, and I was like, ah, I'm going to report him.
Yep.
Report him.
Yeah, cheating's at an all-time high right now, sadly. And it's just...
Sadly.
Yeah. It's just like, you just got to accept it for what it is at this point. Just hope that Ubisoft does their thing, or BattleEye technically does their thing, and starts tackling the situation.
I know, man.
Because I know they are. Like, it's not like Ubisoft's literally just looking at it like, oh, there goes a cheater again. It's just they have to keep up with so much, because it's like we said earlier, the cheaters are always stepping their game up too in order to cheat. So,
right.
So Ubisoft, the cheaters will always be one step ahead, because they'll always be adjusting to what Ubisoft's doing. So therefore, once they adjust, now Ubisoft has to adjust to what they do. So it's just a back and forth battle that I don't think there's realistically ever going to be an end until like maybe we get like a kernel anti-cheat system. So
yeah, something tough.
Yeah.
Something really good. I think, which is the one that's actually doing really good in their anti-cheat? Was it
Valorant? Valorant, yeah. So they have a kernel. So it's like right, as soon as like you get detected within the game's canceled and that person's banned generally. Like they cannot play the game at all.
Like
not even the account, like on the PC itself.
See, that's what we need.
Yeah.
That's what, there's a thing is a PC ban.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally the person will have to take out their motherboard,
yeah,
throw
exactly.
it away, and buy another motherboard, and
yep.
then,
you know. If they're going through all that to cheat, then it's just like, what are you doing?
You're going
to
spend $300 every single time. You're going to, you know,
believe it or not, like, I forgot how long ago it was. This was like a couple of years ago. I don't know how much it is now, but cheating is like, it's a subscription thing. Like, and people, if somebody told me in the middle of a game while he was cheating, I was like, dude, how much does this cost you? And the guy was like, oh, it's like a prescription, or not prescription, a subscription thing. And then I was like, oh, so how much does it cost? And he's like, it's like $200 a month. $200 a month to cheat. Like, dude, you can use that for so much. You can like pay somebody to just carry you. Like,
I know, like, right?
Like, I don't know. Like, people are different. Like, 200 to cheat is kind of wild.
That is so true. I remember when I was in the Xbox days,
mm-hmm.
There was this thing that, you remember the famous DDoSing?
Yep.
They were DDoSing like crazy and lag switching.
Yep.
So what happened was that they will ping you and they'll start DDoSing you.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay a subscription to be on the blacklist.
Oh, shit.
Gotta go on this website so you don't get DDoS, so your name doesn't appear on their list.
Gotcha. That's kind of sus itself, though.
And that was, oh, yeah. Man, that was a pain. We used to,
yikes.
Some yeah. people would get so upset, I don't have to pay $30 so I could just don't, you know,
yeah.
get just, on the blacklist so they don't be kicking so me kick you and from stuff the lobbies like that.
And all that. Yep.
That was so messed up. And yeah. then I remember Xbox, there was a big thing by Ubisoft and Xbox. They put out a warning, FBI warning sign.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I actually do remember that because there was a was really FBI long, yeah, there was a really long time ago. Some real time. Big incident happened. Actually, I remember I had a friend that I played with on Xbox. I don't play with him anymore because obviously I'm not on console too much. But he had a friend that used to play with us, and then he started DDoSing. So I was like, "Fuck that! I'm not playing with this guy." And then from what my friend told me is that guy got into federal trouble because he was doing DDoSing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I think he actually did time for it too.
Yeah,
yeah,
because that's you're messing with
it's a federal crime,
government yeah. stuff. You know, that's government.
Yeah,
that's what I tell people. You're getting into deep waters that you're gonna drown real fast, mm-hmm. and you don't want to be into that yeah, that level. Just I'm stay good. Away from that. Yeah. And if you have friends that are into that, I remember this guy that I used to play with, mm-hmm. and I said, man, I think we're going to get DDoS. He says, oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to DDoS them back.
Yeah, nope. Don't do that.
I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Got to keep your distance
day
from that.
Later, I'm like unfollowed. Yeah, I blocked them. Because the problem is that if you're involved with them, you're going to be...
guilty of association.
You're going to be guilty as well because yep. they're going to bring you, if he's going to bring you in court, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You're involved in it as well. So you're just better off not just hanging out with just people.
Yeah,
don't
associate
that actually...
with those type of people. Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. People do that. Siege players would do anything just to get some art, some pixels on their screen. It's crazy.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Just get better at the game. I don't know.
I know, right? Just get better and yeah, it's just get better, play with better people.
Yeah. Or find a group that you're just comfortable playing with. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't even have to once necessarily be good. I feel like the development all comes together once you find a group that you like playing with.
Yeah, I think if people play with other people that are really good and you learn the game, you don't there's no need to cheat. Just have fun. Yeah. It's a video game. Exactly. You know, have fun.
That's my motto. Just have fun.
If you're going to go in pro league, that's a different story. That doesn't mean you cheat, yeah. but that means you're going to have to really step up to the game and play with people
some
that are top tier.
Competitive people, yeah.
Yeah, competitive folks.
Yeah.
But if you want to play and have fun and have a good time, just have a good time. There's no need to be cheating. No need to be doing illegal
agreed.
Stuff, you know?
Agreed. That's all and, I do. Like, I go into rank doing all this stupid crap that I do, bro. And I just have a fun. Like, I just like to have fun. Some people will be like, oh, that's so creative. That's 200 IQ. I'll be like, yeah, it's true. Or it's like some people will be like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I'll be like, yeah, but it worked. So
yeah, but it worked.
Like, just have fun. That's it. Just have fun. That it's like you said. Like, it's a video game at the end of the day. Just enjoy your time.
Yeah, just enjoy it. You know?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Now that... you know, we got some good content creators as yourself are bringing this game back up and you know, the Jinx role.
Yep.
It's train has helped out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm kind of happy for that because Siege was like, you know, crickets.
Yeah, Siege was at a moment where, and I don't know whether it's because of the meta we're in or just maybe the game itself is just not what it used to be, but that was like, a year or two ago, because now it's kind of popping back up. Now all of a sudden, it's like the audience is coming back to it, and I like that. And I'd say a big portion of it is due to the changes that we've been getting. But don't get me wrong, I think Jinxie has also helped for viewership reasons, and maybe he's introduced some people to it because I think Jinxie, he's a great content creator. I love the dude. That guy's funny as hell. But like, I think people view Jinxie to just view Jinxie. They don't view him and then say, oh, I want to go play Siege now. I think they view him because he himself is entertaining and is good at Siege. but he's definitely helped the viewership so much within Siege.
Yeah. You know, you hit a spot there, and it's true. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, they just view him just to see him rage, kick the screen, mm-hmm. do all his craziness. But it's not so much about the game, because a lot of them think that he's the best player. Mm-hmm. He is better than Spoy. He is better than Shaiko. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, and I type, I said, listen, I think you got something really, you're way off. You're wrong. Mm-hmm. You're wrong.
Yeah,
it's not like that.
That's
but he played with Shane and he killed him on this round. And no. You're getting it all wrong.
Yeah, it's not to discredit him, but it's like, don't take those. Yeah. The 1v1s aren't that serious.
Yeah, they're not that. They're just for fun and having a good time. But his fans are just really wild.
I think that's just the generation, though. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Other people try to do his type of style.
They can't do his style. They can't.
And they can't.
Jinxie's
they're
a one of a
trying to imitate
kind.
It now.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Jinxie's a one of a kind, bro. You can't do what Jinxie does. He's him, bro.
It's like it's like the dog, Dr. Disrespect. Yeah. You know, he has his own thing.
Yeah, you.
Unfortunately, he's not on Twitch no more.
He does YouTube right now.
He's YouTube.
Okay.
And he grinds a lot with Ten to Tap Man.
Yep.
Now, Tim the Tapman saying, if I knew Siege was so fun, I would have been doing this a long time ago.
That's how a lot of creators are. Yeah.
I was like, okay, you guys should have been playing this game a long time because everybody was stuck on freaking Call of Duty.
I don't get it. I've never really liked Call of Duty. I'm not saying like back then. I'm talking about like as of recently, I've tried certain Call of Duties. And it's just like it doesn't hit the same as it used to. So, that's a whole other subject.
Yeah, when I played, I played on the first one, and I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, mm-hmm. and that was it.
I think the last one I played was Black Ops 4, or at least the last one that I kind of tried it for a long period of time was Black Ops 4, and it just wasn't all that for me. I just didn't like it too much.
Yeah, it's... Well, my problem was that mm-hmm. with Call of Duty and Battlefield, mm-hmm. it's more like you just run and shoot.
It's just a vibe, yeah.
That is it.
Yeah.
You're just running and shooting.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, just going and going. It doesn't take that much, like, a high-level skill level to do that.
Yeah.
You could get beaten by a 10-year-old kid, mm-hmm. And it just demolish you. I mean, it just doesn't matter. It's an easy game
to
play.
Yeah, just a vibe.
To survive and just survive and then run and shoot it.
Yep.
Now, with Rainbow... Mm-hmm.
Gotta use your brain.
Things are gonna change.
Gotta use your brain for that one.
You gotta change. It's gonna change because I always said that Rainbow is like a game of chess. Mm-hmm. You better make the right freaking move.
Yep.
Because if you don't know where you're gonna go, what to do, how to take this guy out, especially on a let's say a 1v3 situation, mm-hmm. what are you gonna do? You could win it.
But what are you going
to do? You could win it, but you got to know how to.
You got
to
make the right moves at the right time at the right place. Moves. Yep.
And that's
what really made me love Siege, though. I think that's what really got me into it. Because it's like, damn, I really got to think about what I'm doing right now. I got to plug this part together. Got to put this part together. Make sure that those correlate with each other. And then just like, I don't know. Siege always like had that with it. I don't know. It's such a chess game as to compare
it's like a game of chess.
Yeah, America COD is like checkers pretty much.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's very fast, quick, and easy. And I remember on a defense one, I was going against, I think, 2-3 people. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dang it. And then I find myself killing two, and I had one person, mm-hmm. but he already knew where I was at. Mm-hmm. I said, okay. I had a C4 with me, so I put a C4 in one location mm-hmm. nearby him. I ran down the map underneath. I think this was in Cafe. And then I went all the way back up on the other side to go behind him. But then I destroyed that C4. Boom.
Yep.
So he thought I was going to be there because I made a hole.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
I could just see him taking an angle.
It's a mind game, too.
Yeah,
Siege can be a mind game, too. That's what I like, too. Yeah.
He thought I was peeking that big hole when he didn't know I was right behind him.
Yep. Boom.
Boop.
Yep.
He's like... Yep. Where do you came from? That's the trick.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the
it's
trick.
All about, it's all about reading people. That's what it is.
Yeah. I forgot who it was that did this play, man. I never forget. I was laughing so hard, and I saw it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. The guy was Fuse. Mm-hmm. And he knew where the enemy was. Mm-hmm. And I think this was on Border.
Okay.
And they were in the server room, I think, on the bottom.
Workshop and vents, yep.
Yeah, workshop.
Yeah.
So he put one of his fuse on top. Mm-hmm. So he goes on the main door.
Yeah.
Entrance. So he started peeking. They were shooting out each other back and forth, mm-hmm. blah, blah, you know, coming back. Mm-hmm. So he just goes ahead and just
detonates it. Yep.
Detonates that fuse. Bloop, bloop, yep. bloop, bloop. And kill the guy.
Yep.
And they just start laughing and laughing because the guy was, he's there trying to, but what he did was mm-hmm. he basically pushed the guy to go back there.
Yeah.
To the section where he had that fuse at.
Yep. He was
freaking smart. Yeah.
It's a chess move. You're making him go into your play.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like somebody throws a grenade. If I throw a grenade to your left, mm-hmm. you're going to move to your right.
Yep.
So that's what he basically did.
Yeah.
That's what Clash is good at. Mm-hmm. People try to go against Clash, and mm-hmm. they're trying to run up to her so they can melee her to get her, you know, shield moved a little bit. Mm-hmm. And what they do, they just bring in that person again towards the cap traps.
Yep.
Come on, follow me.
Yeah.
Boom. So there's so much strategy, much stuff to R6 that no other game has it. That's why it's so
literally
complex.
No other game is like Siege. There's not a single game that's like Siege at all.
Nothing.
Nothing like it.
Sometimes, do you wish there was to have more competition?
I do wish there was another game maybe that was like it. Only because there are times where I find there are mechanics in Siege that are just frustrating to go against. And it's like, I wish Ubisoft would make the move to change those. Like, we all know Macy's like an advocate into just always saying, oh, one-shot headshot needs to be fixed, and as well as other people saying it. But, like, I'm one of those people who would kind of agree with it. Like let's test the waters. Like, let's see what would happen with Siege if we fixed one-shot headshot. Not to remove it, but, like, to adjust it. And I feel like Ubisoft's never going to go with that. But I would like it if there was a game that kind of does what Siege does, but, like, fixed all the core mechanic problems. Because it's kind of hard for Ubisoft to do that because there's a large player base that enjoys that. So therefore, to overall answer the question, yes, I do wish there was a game that was like Siege so that I can go and try that out to see maybe see if there is a game that could possibly compete with Siege to like and also expand my gameplay. Because right now, Siege is the only game that entertains me. So,
yeah. It keeps you like thinking and want to improve.
Yeah.
Now, the one headshot thing, I know Macy, but do you think that could backfire? Because let's say, for instance, you're in that final moment, mm-hmm. you got 20 seconds on the clock, mm-hmm. you know, you got a clear headshot on that guy, and you're about to win it. You shoot his head, and he doesn't die, and then you end up losing because of time.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, it's if you're hitting your shots accurately, because this is what a lot of people like to argue, right? It's, oh, one-shot headshot takes skill, when I think it's the complete opposite. I think it doesn't take skill, because all you have to do is just shoot a line across and hit one bullet, and that's a kill. But
yeah, one bullet.
But
yeah.
With your question is, like, if clutch predicament, 20 seconds left, you hit a headshot on guy, but he tanks it. The thing is, though, it's not like you're only shooting one shot, though. You're obviously going to unload your clip. So if you're only hitting one shot in the head and every other bullet missed, I don't think you deserve that kill necessarily. But if you hit that headshot, obviously he's going to take the damage, and he'll probably be 1 HP. So all you need to do is hit another bullet on the body, head again, either way. It's not like it's one-shot headshot, he tanks, and he's still 100 HP. It's a winnable predicament still. It's all about fixing the multiplier. That's what it is.
Interesting. Yeah. I want to see the other point of view of it.
Yeah.
Because some people agree to it.
Some people don't.
Some people don't agree to it. Mm-hmm. So just want to figure out.
I'm like in the middle of it because I totally understand why people want one-shot headshot because it's an entertaining thing to see. Oh, you see somebody just jiggle peeking, get that tap, done, dead.
Yeah.
It's I won't lie. It's a satisfying
thing.
Yeah, it's a satisfying thing to see. Like the bolo leaning, one tap. It's satisfying to see. But there's also like Macy, I think Pengu's likes it too. Plenty of pros have said it themselves. Boyd said it, actually. They've said, like, one-shot headshot should get reworked, possibly. And I think there's a competitive integrity towards it that I don't think one-shot headshot fits to the competitiveness of Siege. Like, at least in a competitive standpoint, it doesn't fit with Siege, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah.
It is really tough because I do see both sides to it. I do see, you know, what Pengu, Macy, you know, people that are willing to get it to be reworked and not to
just
kill somebody immediately with one shot. But then I see those that, okay, but let's say we're in this situation.
Yeah.
You got to defuse. And, you know, it's a lot of things. And if that person has a rook armor, and then you're defusing.
There's a lot of things that can
happen. There's a lot of things come to it. You know, it's like, okay, gosh, I don't know what to do.
It's definitely not a one-two fix, nowhere near. I think this is something that would have to take, like, years in order to fix. But, like,
yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of these guys, when they make a headshot, they're happy.
Yeah.
The ones that don't like it, they do a headshot, poof.
It's like,
they don't like type. Hey, listen, I'm sorry.
It's just one of those. Fuck.
I'll let you kill me in the second round.
Yeah. Like me and Macy do this all the time. Whenever we get like a wall bang through the wall, and we get a headshot. We're like, oh, that's unfortunate. Well, at least I say it like that. Like, I'll be like, yikes, that's unfortunate.
It happens. I think what Yubi tried to do is make the game probably the most realistic it can be into life reality in some sort of way.
Yeah.
You know,
tactical
if you kill
realism.
Tactical realism. Yeah. If I hit you, if a bullet goes through your head, you're going to be dead. But if it... Now, I do see that I think they should kind of rework on the ones like... You know, I see people that they're laying down, you see their foot, and you just fire on that foot a whole bunch of time and you kill them.
Yeah.
That part I could say, okay, fine, they should rework that. I don't think you should die like quickly, immediately getting shot in the foot. But you can kill somebody.
No, yeah, you can, but like, that's what I'm saying. I'm particularly not a fan of the realistic arguments. I personally don't think Siege is realistic. In the slightest.
No, it's not.
It's obviously not, but it's like the tactical realism and then realism are two different things, though. And I think that's what the community gets mixed up with. Because tactical realism, we're talking about you have to break it down. This is like, it's real methodical thinking to where, how can we get to this winning situation? As to where realism, people are like, oh, you get shot in the head, you're dead. Well, yes and no, because there are certain helmets that you can wear that literally protect you from that situation. So where's the argument for that? You know what I mean? So it's
right.
It's one shot headshot and realism, all those arguments. It just goes left and right. It just, everybody has their side, and I think there's really no balance between it. It's always just always going to be that one sided or the two sided argument.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
What they could do?
Mm-hmm.
They could use a special armor, like a helmet, for an example.
Kind of like Rook, but just with a helmet.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting.
With a helmet that it'll protect, you know. One bullet will damage you, bring you down to one HP.
I think the problem with that, though, would be...
But you just got to wear a helmet. Because you think about all these guys who go to war, they wear helmets.
Yeah.
They're bulletproof to a certain amount of bullets, you know.
And whatever bullet caliber, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the thing that was up with that, like, it would have to be a universal thing, because obviously you're not only going to give it to one side. Like, you can't be like, oh, defense can have their heads protected, but attackers can't.
Attackers need it as well.
Yeah, so it's... Again, it's one of those discussions where I think it branches to so many different directions. There's no...
I know,
yeah,
right?
There's no...
It's freaking crazy.
Yeah.
How one thing could just go...
Yeah.
It branches out to everything.
And then it branches to another argument or another debate, another thing. It's all over the place. That's kind of all... But that, I feel like that's a good thing, though, within Siege. There's always a topic to talk...
Opportunity.
Yeah, there's always opportunity and there's always something to talk about. There's always room for improvement.
Yeah. There's always room for... Room for improvement.
Yep.
That's crazy. So now, Limit, to talk a little bit about you.
Mm-hmm.
What are you What nationality are you from?
You said it early. Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican. Yeah. I'm Puerto Rican, African American, and Irish.
Wow, you got all three.
Yeah, I got all three.
Jeez, hit the trifecta, man. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're a brother then.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people never know what side to choose. I swear, I'll cosplay one person and they'll be like, "Are you? Oh, this is white Womai." I'd be like, "All right, time to go to Ace." Oh, Ace is black all of a sudden. It's like, which side am I on? I don't know.
Well, you to me, you look more Puerto Rican because I'm from Puerto Rico, so I know my people, you know.
Yes, yes,
and when I look at you, I say Boricua, you know, is 100%.
Yeah.
So is your mom Puerto Rican or your dad?
My pops is Puerto Rican.
Your dad's Puerto Rican?
Yep.
Okay. When was the last time you've been on the island?
Believe it or not, I've never been to the island.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, gosh.
With all the traveling I've been doing, I really want to go there, though. I definitely want
to
go
there. Oh, no. You got to go to the island,
man. I might go, like, next February. Not February, but, like, December-ish, probably. Because, obviously, February, we have SI, so. I'll probably go sometime during the winter when, like, you know, because I'm in New York. So, when it's cold over here, I probably want to go over there when it's warm, so.
Also, you're a New York Rican.
Yeah, I'm a New York Rican.
So, does your dad visit the island once in a while or no?
I don't know if he's actually ever. I think he probably has been there. So it's more so my like his mom. So my grandmother is
grandma
is way more in touch with the Puerto Rican side. So
okay. So yeah, that's usually like that.
Yeah.
A lot of friends that I had there from New York. Oh, my grandma lives there. My auntie got cousins down there.
Yeah. Yeah, for me, I'm not too in touch with my Puerto Rican side, so I won't over here like gas myself like, oh yeah, I'm Puerto Rican, this Puerto Rican, I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not too in touch with it.
Yeah, you're not so in touch. Yeah.
I wish I was though, but I'm not.
It's like me. I have a little bit of French in me due to my grandfather's side. Mm-hmm. I think his mom was. French, great grandma, great 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 grandma. She was French.
Deep in the bloodline.
Then I have on my father's side, my grandfather was Cuban.
Okay.
My grandma was Puerto Rican, so he escaped Cuba to come to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So you know, you try to figure out, you know, find your roots.
Yeah, and, for sure.
And it just goes really deep. It goes, you know.
Goes deep.
So I know in the Irish part, that's your mom's side as well.
That's my mom's side,
Okay, that's cool, man.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the same thing. Like my grandmother's way more in touch with her Irish heritage than I am or my mom is. So, yeah, I can't lie. Like I'm not really in touch with any of my culture. I can't lie about it. I'm not really in touch with it. I don't know. It's never really like I can say it hasn't interested me because I definitely want to get into it, but it's just like I feel like. Every time it pops up in my mind, it also just flies away.
Yeah. So. That happens.
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, it probably may kick in later in the future.
Probably.
The older you get, you're like, okay, I want to find out more about my roots. Yeah. I want to see where I'm from, where dad came from, where mom, and, you know, and get to learn the culture and the history. Mm-hmm. Probably when you go to the island, you're going to see, you know, the rainforest and the rivers and you'd be like, dang, I've been missing all about the, you know.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I was saying before. I was like, I'm doing a lot of traveling right now. Like, I'm going all over the place. So, therefore, like, I definitely want to visit Ireland one day. I want to visit Puerto Rico someday. So, like, I'll get to those places at some point. I'll reach at some point, for sure.
Now, talking about SI, were you in Brazil?
I was in Brazil, yes.
Oh, my God. Tell me, how was that experience?
Ooh, that was fun. The people there... 10 out of 10. Like, I want to go there again. I pray that there's another event there at some point in time.
Really?
The energy there, ridiculous. Loved it. I loved every single part of it. Honestly, 10 out of 10 experience. 100. Like, just,
oh my
top of the
God.
Line. One of the best events ever.
I heard it was the best event.
It's arguably
out
up
of
there.
All.
It's arguably up there. Yeah.
Rumors said... That event like got you be pumped up.
I imagine it did.
And it was like they couldn't even believe the energy, how it felt compared to like other events that it was just like It was good, but they said it wasn't that intense.
Yeah.
It was like,
no,
it
Brazil,
was so emotion involved.
Brazil, bro, when I was in that stadium, every seat packed. Talking about there is not a single chair, like, not having a person in it. And that's like, every single second is somebody yelling. Like, and I'm not talking about just one person yelling. I'm talking about the whole crowd yelling the entire time. That event can't, it actually, yeah, it might be the best event. I'm calling it right now. Best event.
I'd say it was the best. I mean, for what I seen, that for me, that was a, bro, I saw, I saw an 80-year-old man in the crowd,
dude,
shirtless and waving his shirt like,
dude,
freaking 80-year-old grandpa.
And everybody was there. It was.
I was good. Like, man, these people are freaking
they go hard,
wild.
Bro. They go hard, bro.
They go really hard.
And for the people that think that Brazilians go like maybe too hard, they don't really. Like, sure, like you can go to any place and you can spot out the bad people and that do the a-hole things, but like the people themselves are so nice. Like when I went there, I was expecting it to be like hostile because I was going for NA the whole time and they knew it. Like the people I was sitting next to, they were mad chill about it. Like, no, the Brazilian people, 10 out of 10. I love, like I said, like I was going NA the whole time. Anybody NA or just generally anybody who, any team that wasn't Brazilian, I was voting for, to be honest. And the Brazilians, they were chill with it. But when they were when I was talking my crap, I was talking my crap. But when it came for their time to talk their crap, they talked their crap. And it was just a vibe. Yeah. It was just such a vibe. I loved it.
It's a passion. They're just passionate. People. That's it. They love sports.
As long as you understand that they're being passionate, they'll understand that you're also being passionate, if that makes sense.
Correct.
Yeah, for sure.
And let me tell you something, M80.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know what they did. I'm gonna tell you, and I said this before, they should allow Keno to play.
Yeah, I don't know why they. I don't know what
they,
happened there because that's his home.
That's his home.
I don't know what happened.
And
with that.
I think what they should have done, in my opinion, you know, they benched him. And they were going to, you know, say they give farewells to him. If they're going to go to Brazil.
Yeah.
And you want to win and gain more fans and become more popular, especially with Brazilians. Yeah. These guys are passionate.
Yeah.
Bro, and you got a Brazilian player on your team
that
loves to freaking wave his flag. You better bring him in, let him play.
For sure, 100%.
Take him off.
Anyhow, yeah, for sure. It's just like with G2, right? It's like when G2 has Alamau, right? When they finally go against a Brazilian team, Brazil's obviously gonna go against them. But like when G2 was going against DZ, I think it was, right? Yeah, it was DZ. They were voting for they were voting for G2 the whole time, literally saying because of Alamau. Literally, that's it.
Because of Alamau. Yeah.
And they went hard for that, bro. I was sitting there the whole time.
Bro, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. Limit, you hit it off the ballpark. Mm-hmm. Alamau was proud, having his flag, you know, all this stuff. And then M80 didn't do that. They should have had Keno come in. Keno, you're playing. Forget it. Bring the flag. You're Brazilian. Mm. Represent, brother.
M80 would have been on the main stage, though, right? If I'm correct, I don't think they did.
I don't know.
I don't think they made the main stage.
I don't know if they did or not.
I think they fell short. But either way, still, like,
I think they still,
you're in Brazil. Like, let your Brazilian player play. Like, you never know. Like, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it was just like, man, what are you doing? And I was like,
Yeah, unfortunately.
But man, let me tell you, it was tough because once I saw. The finals, I was like,
that was a match and a half.
FaZe was trying. FaZe only needed one
attack round. Don't worry, I was there. They were up 6-1, 6-1. I'm like, all they need is one attack round. GG's, bro. The comeback that W7M did and the crowd that was just, dude, that was just, it was
it,
so Cinderella.
It was just ballistic.
It was just so Cinderella. It was such a Cinderella story.
I never seen something like that in my life. Coming back from
6-1.
From 6-1.
That's crazy. I was there, just jaw dropped the whole time. I was like, oh my God.
The crowd went so freaking wild that last second, man.
That was great. It was great. Such a good game.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I don't know what's gonna happen in Manchester.
I don't know either. Actually, I really don't know. It's there's a lot of teams that are looking good.
All
right
these
now.
Majors are gonna. I bet they're like, oh God, what are we gonna do now? Yeah, especially next SI. I don't know where that's gonna be. Did they mention where
they,
it's going to be
They
at?
Said it's going to be ECUS. There's rumors to where it is. I don't know if I'm technically allowed to say it right now, because Siege GG already said where it's supposed to be.
Siege GG.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the website.
Yeah, they already, like, kind of, I don't know.
They assume, allegedly?
Well, they, I guess I could say since they posted. So
allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly, they said it's going to be New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they said it's going to be New York.
You know, to be really honest, I said to myself, next SI is going to be either New York at the Staples Center, or it could be in Orlando, Florida, or Miami.
Florida would be a nice one, especially in
Florida
February.
Would be a nice
February
one.
Too. That's great, because that's going to be warm
That'll
weather
be,
down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I live in Florida, so if they do it like in near Universal Studios, oh, God.
That's going to be a blast.
You know, the fans are going to be there like a week before.
For sure.
The players are going to be there a week before.
I'll be there a week for sure. I have family down there, so
yeah.
I'm definitely going to be.
They're going to go ahead and do the rides and get on, you know, all the theme parks and stuff like that. Have some fun.
That's going to be. Actually, yeah, that's a great vacation right there.
That's a great. I mean, like, yeah.
In New York, it's going to be cold as shit out there. So.
Cold.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
With bright lights, you know. That's really all we have is the bright lights at night.
So let's see what happens.
Yeah,
for sure. Let's see. I mean, it's going to be crazy. No matter what, East Coast is a good coast.
I think it's a fair balance for traveling and just the great weather.
It has in between.
Yeah, it's a good in between, for sure.
I mean, Florida, Orlando will be phenomenal.
Maybe a major at some point, maybe, too. Who knows?
I mean, remember, CGG, we're not 100%.
Not 100%, no.
That's allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what it appears to be, you know. And
they did say, they did announce that the 2026 Invitational, though, will be in Paris. They did say that. Like, Ubisoft themselves said that the 2026 Invitational was going to be in Paris. So, that would be fun. That's going to be a good one, too.
Oh, God, that's Schaikel's territory.
The French people, man. There you go.
Comment allez-vous? You got to meet Chico?
I got briefly met him. Shook hands, said what's up to him, and he signed. He has a signature on the shield. I don't know exactly where.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he has a signature somewhere on the shield. I'm trying to see where he actually signed it. I don't remember. And somewhere over there.
He's my favorite.
He's your favorite player? He's a demon.
I love him.
He's a beast.
he's been through a lot. The way he conducts himself.
Very calm person, too.
Yeah, that's what I like about him.
Yeah.
That's why I say I like the humble man.
Yeah,
I like
the humble
people.
Yeah, same here.
I'm not too much about, you know.
The loud
all this
guys.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I got this. And he starts hearing the bragging how much people they subscribe to their channels and how much money they made.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
I love the people that are to themselves and they're humble. Yeah, just humbleness. I like that.
Just
humble. Yeah, for sure.
Just be humble.
Yep. 100%
agree. Forget about that. It's not important.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
You know, I work in a hospital, and
same.
You get people in some moments that they're just, they know they have little time. You think they're worried about how much money they have in their bank account?
Enjoy life for what it is. Don't make money everything
I
you
know.
Are. That's corny to me. I don't like people like that. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I like people who are to themselves. They're down to earth.
Yeah. They're down to earth. They're cool.
They don't think they're above anybody or below anybody. Everybody should be treated as equal. And I'm the same way. I like that. I don't look at anybody lesser than me or above me. Just treat me as a human as I treat you as you're human.
So you work in a medical field?
I do, yep.
Oh, what do you do?
So I work for support services. Pretty much I just file in like medical records and all that type of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So you work in medical records.
Yeah,
okay.
I work at the back end.
Okay.
Yeah.
I work also.
Nice. That's awesome.
I'm a monitor tech. I EKG.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'll be watching over 30, 40 patients a night.
That's hospital work ain't the easiest thing.
It's crazy.
It's not the easiest thing.
It's tense.
Yeah. It gets up there.
When I first started off, I started off working in a hospital in Puerto Rico, and I worked in worked in storage. Mm-hmm. All the stuff, all the equipment, needles, packs, everything you need mm-hmm. to have a storage for it. And then you got to distribute it and put it out into the floors for the nurses. Mm-hmm. And I did the whole hospital.
Nice.
It was a group of us.
Okay.
You got to know, certain doctors want this type of glove.
Yeah.
This doctor needs this. And they will call and say, mm-hmm. hey, we need this in the operating room. We're going to prep up for an operation. Mm-hmm. So there's these kits you have to bring up.
Okay.
So I did that for some time.
Nice.
And then I was I transfer patients throughout the hospital.
Okay. Yeah.
Patient transporter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then that was pretty fun.
That could be rough, though, too, at the same time, right?
That is rough. That is tough.
Yeah.
You know. Take this patient. He needs to go to a CAT scan. This patient needs to go to MRI. This patient on room 201. And then on top of that,
depends if the patient himself, him or herself, they, them, whatever the pronoun is. Like, if they're nice or not. Successful. Some of them could be fucking grumpy. I've seen that. I've seen a lot of that, bro. Like they'll make it the hardest fucking time for transporters. And I...
Oh, it was tough, man.
Yeah,
it was tough. Mad.
But
I like the ones that are discharged. Oh, they're ready to go home. Okay, good. Get the wheelchair. Yep. Come on, let's go.
Wheelchair, signature. Get them on out of here.
Yep.
Get them on.
Time to go.
Go
home. Take care.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. That's a good field you're in, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's good. Make good money.
Yeah, I've been working there for 5 years now.
5 years.
Yeah, 5 years now.
Now you work. Now are you? You work 3 days a week, 12-hour shifts.
Five days.
Oh, so you're at eight hours.
9 to 5, 8 hours. Yep.
Lucky. Yeah. Man. I do three. Well, you know, I don't complain too much about my 3 days because mm-hmm. I work 7 to 7. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I get 3 days done, and I'm.
And then you're done. You're done. Good. The rest of the week.
Done
you
for
to
the
yourself,
week.
Bro. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't have to worry about anything else. I don't have to go crazy. I'm just done and over with.
Yep. Yeah, that's a blessing for my department, too, because I can work from home, so. Yeah,
wow.
I'm able to
work from home.
Yeah, I literally have my laptop right here. Anytime I need something to get done, boom, 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 done. Yep.
And you're 21?
No. How old are you, man?
Give me a range. Give me a range. If you can't give it out, give me a range. 25 to 30?
Yeah. 20. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, 25 to 30.
Yeah, 25 to 30.
You know, I had to give out my age
because
of my freaking grade.
Yeah.
And then somebody said, well, how old are you? I said, okay, I'm 46.
You're 46?
They're like, what?
You're 46? Hold on.
Yeah, you don't look 46.
You definitely don't.
Say, yeah, I'm 46. I'm a hardcore gamer and what? If you don't
gaming don't got no age. I don't buy into that crap.
Oh, it has no freaking
gaming
age.
Gaming don't got age. I don't buy into that.
That's, man.
Yeah.
Dr. Disrespect is in the same. It's in the 40s as well.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think he's 42. Yeah.
Really?
Freaking goat. Yeah.
I always thought he was just like super young, but because he wears the wig and all that.
He wears the wig and it's this character. Remember, he's got his shades on.
He's a big
dude,
in
his 40s.
He's big.
Tall.
He's
7 foot.
He's 7?
What? 6 foot? Six.
I think he's like 6'7". No. He's like 6'7". Still,
yeah,
even if he's like,
tall.
Dude's huge, bro. And
he's
like built too.
Yeah, he's built. He's athletic, and it's putting me to shame.
Mm.
Like I need to start working out. The doctor told me because
where is he from?
Remove this tumor out of my kidney.
He's from Cali, no?
Okay, yeah,
he's Cali, California. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, man, does the age 40s, is this is the age that you really got to
lock in.
Take care of your future.
Got to lock in.
Got to lock in, man.
Yeah.
Got to lock in.
Sure.
If not, you're doomed. Yeah, it's crazy, mm-hmm. man. Wow. Limit.
Yes, sir.
I know we could keep on talking, brother, but I know you got things to do, and I got to rush out here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Anything new coming up for your content? Are you going to be streaming, or are you not going to be streaming?
I do want to stream again. It's just more so it's like one of those things where I have to make it worth my time to stream. because like I said, I work a 9-to-5, so that in and of itself pays me. It's not a necessity to stream, and I don't want to have that mindset into streaming, because then I feel like I'm gonna let the people who watch my stream down when it's like, oh, I don't feel like streaming, oh well. And then when people subscribe to me and they're like, oh, this guy's not even streaming, and it's like, yeah, it's because I don't have to, though. And I don't want to lead people on to thinking that I'm going to be doing the streaming, like, as a daily basis kind of thing when I know I'm not. So, streaming, it's on the board, but I don't think I'll be consistent with it. And then, as for new content, I'm always bringing, like, new, like, strategies within, like, videos and all that. And also, when it comes to the cosplaying, I'll always have new things coming up. Like, for instance, I'll have Clash coming up. I'll be doing Mira. And I'll be bringing back my Omai because I had to get some things touched up on him. So there's I have plenty of content always coming for that. Yeah.
So what's going to be really neat if you do Deimos?
Deimos.
Bro, that's going to be sick.
I want to do that too. I want to do that one too. That one's going to be
fun. He's going to find a mask.
Yeah, for sure. I already have some friends that have made masks before, so I can always ask them to maybe make me one.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
I also was going to ask you that. Yeah. All of this stuff that you get, is it... I mean, you cannot find it in Amazon.
So it's like, a lot of the stuff I do find usually is Amazon. But like, let's say there's those things that are made up. Like, because a lot of the things that some of them wear are just made up things. I'll have friends that'll just make it for me. Like, I have a friend named Darnie who 3D prints a lot of the gadgets. Shout out to him. Because he makes it for, like, all the cosplayers. So if there's something that the operator has that I know I myself can't make, I'll just go to him to make it. Or, like, if there's something, like, a piece, like a fabric piece that I know the operator wears that I know I myself can't make, I'll have a friend whose name is Devin. She'll make it for me. So it's all about connections and knowing where to find your stuff. That's really it.
That's crazy. It's like Royal Penguin. He has a whole bunch of gifts. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck
you
got
the same
there?
Guy. Same guy. Guy's name is Darnie. Yeah. So Darnie has his own website. It's called Darnie3D.com, and he literally makes all these Siege props. And it the detail. I have so many of them right here. Like, for instance, I can show you this. Sends his ROU gadget. Boom. Like this.
Get the heck out of here.
Yeah, Darnie makes this. Like, dude, he's he's insane with it, bro. His detail is masterclass. Like, he's really good at it.
Is he on Twitter?
He is. Here, let me check it out real quick just to see the spelling.
Send him out to me. Man, I would like to interview that guy.
Oh, for sure. Please do. He's such a humble and nice person, too.
Really? Well, tell him about me.
What's it called again? He got one of the commendation things during SI.
Yeah, really?
The video should be up there somewhere. Where's your thing? Here.
Send it to my DM. And
that's
then...
That's him.
Okay.
But yeah.
That's freaking wild. If
it's not him that makes any of my 3D stuff. I have another friend. Their name is Dawn of Shadow. So they'll make my stuff as well if I ever need it. And they do a great job too. Like during Atlanta Major when I was Ace, the AK that I had was 3D printed and they made that whole thing for me. Like they made a whole 3D printed AK and it's like you can like piece it together. Like, and so it's travel, so you can travel with it. Oh, they did a wonderful job on that, too.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
It's really all about who you know, honestly. Yeah
who do you know? That's how it is in esports. Yeah. Who do you know? And through that friend, you know, you get your connections and you go forward. It's like me. I got to meet, you know, well, not get to meet, but became friends with Summit 1G.
Yeah.
Through one of my friends, Halo.
Nice.
Because Summit started playing Halo.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, I got a follow from Summit. I'm like, dang.
That's a good feeling. It's one of those good feelings. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those good feelings, you know.
For sure.
But it comes to a time that it has a good feeling. But now, certain things makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna give you an example, and I don't mention any names, and I can't say anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Some people that are going through really bad struggles that I know, very bad struggles,
yeah,
that feel like they don't have no purpose in life, if you know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying, yep, for sure.
And I'm able to talk to them, reach out to them, and give some encouragement and words of inspiration, and show them love.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, they'll say, man, thank you so much.
Make them feel like they have value in life. And it only takes one person to do that, too. That's the wonderful thing about it.
They're like, oh, thank you so much for being there, for helping me.
Yep.
I never had that.
I always try to be like that, too.
Man, that's worth more.
And that's a feeling.
Freaking getting a follow by
and that's a feeling.
By any famous artist or who cares, you know? I don't care.
I've been in the same predicament, and it's such a great feeling when people come back to you and they're like, you've helped me through some stuff. And it's such a feeling. It's a feeling like no other, literally. Literally like what you said.
This is why we're in the medical field.
Yep. Literally. We make making people feel better, but that's it.
Yeah.
I always try, like, I think that's one thing I think I really like to my own liking when it comes to the Siege community. I always try to be just a positive outlook. Like, I don't want anybody looking at me like, oh, that guy's not all that. He's arrogant or he's just not a vibe. Like, I always try to be a positive outlook. Like, if somebody needs help, I'm more than welcome to help them out. I always try to, like, again, just overall positivity. I like to be the positive outlook in the community. I try to be, at least.
Yeah, make a change. Yeah, for sure. Do something different. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Be the positive role model. Heck yeah,
for sure.
A lot of these people are going to look up to you in the future. There's a lot of young kids going to look up to you.
For sure. 100%.
And you want to make a big impact.
Yep. Agreed.
So, yeah. Well, man, I wish you the best, brother.
Thanks,
you're a phenomenal person. Thank you so much.
Right back at you, fam.
For even coming on the show, and I know this won't be the first nor the last. I'm going to bring you back down.
Let's go.
This is fun.
It's
fun,
man. This
is
my first genuine interview, so therefore I can,
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's a good feeling.
Cool.
I don't know. It feels good. It feels good to just like have a one-on-one
talk.
People, I like this, honestly.
I tell people, I said, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Yeah. Well, are you going to tell me the questions first? I said, listen.
Just go with the flow.
This is more like a Joe Rogan style podcast. It's two friends catching up. We're just going to have a good time talking.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I'm the way to shy away from a conversation. I love that. I'll talk my ass off if I have to. Like, I can go on for hours.
Yeah,
it's
fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we could keep on going. I know.
Get a couple drinks
in
real quick.
Tonight.
For sure.
I work tonight, brother. We could talk to like another 2-3 hours.
For sure, 100%.
Usually people are going to say, hey, when are you going to bring this person back on? I'm like,
we'll see. Let's see how the work schedule is looking.
I always tell people it's 1 hour, but usually it goes more than 1 hour, goes 2 hours sometimes.
Yeah, when you guys are clicking and vibing, you don't even realize what the time is. You don't realize the time.
When the vibe gets good, the conversations are good, and everything goes well, then it's like, okay.
Yep.
This guy, I get along really
good. There you go.
The chemistry is
there. My man, yeah, for sure.
Some people you already know in the first 5-10 minutes if the chemistry is there or not.
Yeah.
Some are a little bit too shy.
Yep.
Some, you know, they're just kind of quiet type of people. You'll get along with them, but they're just like, you know, down to earth, just quiet. But some, you know, you would know.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
You'll
immediately know.
Know.
For sure, 100%. You
immediately would know.
I agree.
So, but yeah, brother.
For sure.
Okay. Well, I'll give everybody a stage of a minute or two so you could tell everybody where they could find you, all your pages, Instagram, whatever, everything. The stage is yours.
Yeah,
man.
For sure. Again, everybody, my name is No Limit, Jay Stone, whatever you want to call me. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all the same thing. It's No Limit, NOLIMI 7_. On most platforms, and you can find me on YouTube as well, same thing. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, folks, you heard it from the man. Yes, please drop him a follow on his on his Twitter account.
Sure.
Guys, it's No Limit, okay, NOLIMI and the number 7 under and then afterwards _.
Bingo.
Okay. So it's not a T at the end. It's a 7.
Yes, sir.
And after that, _.
There you go.
If you have difficulties of not finding him, go to my...
There you go.
my Twitter and look up to the people that follow me. You will see him there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I told that to somebody. Say, do you find? They're like, dude, you got these CEOs following you, man. You got this person following your pros. I'm like, yeah. I say, listen, I don't have big fan follows. A lot of people, you know, have like thousands and 50,000 or a million.
Yep.
I said, you look at those and you go throughout, and a lot of them are fans.
Yes.
Just fans. So my audience that I have that follow me on Twitter are mainly people esports related. Yep. Majority are pro players, content creators and stuff like that, or CEOs. Mm-hmm. And you know, yeah, a lot of people just ask.
Keep it professional.
So
almost.
Yeah, it's more like a professional way. Yes. But I don't do any content that's gonna be like for streaming to people mm-hmm. see me play. Because I did streaming for some time, but I stopped streaming because mm-hmm. I'm more dedicated to the podcast and work and family and stuff.
Understandable.
But for yeah. Sure. But I tell people, hey, you know, follow the people that I bring over. You know, they're phenomenal people.
Heck yeah.
So that's why I say, if you can't find No Limit,
just go
look him up under you know, my friends list, and you'll see he'll be there.
Don't worry. Everybody always gets my name confused. They'll be like, I search up No Limit all the time, I just don't see it. It's like, you're probably putting the T instead of a 7. That's probably why.
Yeah, that's what it is. They put in the T instead of a 7. You put the 7, and then after the 7, put an underscore. Yeah. Trust me, folks, you're gonna love his videos. They're funny. And if you ever get a chance to see the one that about T Hunt, it's gonna hit you. It's a good one. It's actually a sad one. I felt it. It was a very, very touching one.
Yes, sir.
So, okay, Limit.
Yes, sir.
It's that time. Okay, yes, brother. Sir. You have a good one.
Appreciate it, fam. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, man. God bless you, man. Take care. Okay, folks. It's that time. Till next time. Peace. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. VTech Show, and don't forget to click follow.